Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Partners. The key issues that we're praying for today that we're facing in our county is fentanyl and opioid overdose. Drug overdose is the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S., and most drug overdoses involve opioids. They are a class of drugs that include illegal drug heroin, synthetic opioids such as fentanyl, pain relievers, available legally by prescription, like OxyContin, Vicodin, codeine, morphine, and many others. Half the overdoses, however, are from fentanyl. The appeal is economic. It's relatively easy to manufacture and it's inexpensive, but it's a poison. It can be diluted and made to mimic pills that people are looking for. In San Bernardino County, we have this tool called the ODASH. And we have a response initiative with the Department of Public Health that allow for people to see some data and how things are happening. And they just added a fentanyl overdose heat map. And here are the results. Since 2020, the deaths from fentanyl in our county alone, 2020, 260, 2021, 353, that was a 93 increase. 2022, 427, a 94 increase. 2023, 436, only 9 increase. 2024, 278, 158 decrease. Hallelujah. And so far this year, they have data up to for the first 4 months, there's been 84. If it continued on that trend, it would be almost the same or a little less than last year. Hallelujah. So let's keep praying these go down. The highest number by age group was between 30 and 44. And unhappily, there were from a baby all the way to 84 years old due to fentanyl. Mostly our non-Hispanic whites were the highest numbers, then non-Hispanic blacks, and the majority that died are male. There's also a dashboard in San Bernardino County that California oversees but they've only updated it to 2023. There were 420 deaths related to any type of opioid overdose, 417 hospitalizations, 1,029 emergency visits, 904,830 prescriptions for opioids. The highest age group was the same, 30 to 44, that had the most opioid-related deaths. And yet there were still some from 10 to 79. So Father, we pray these numbers decrease. We pray that education, training, the Narcan thing to try to get them to come back from the overdose would help. But we pray especially, Father, that fentanyl would be stopped from coming into our county, that opioids would not be this quick fix, that they wouldn't be prescribed as quickly, except for reasons like post-surgery, that type of thing, and only for a regulated amount of time. Father, we pray that these things will be curtailed. We pray that people will be careful in where they purchase these pills so that they won't accidentally take a pill that is laced and diluted with this fentanyl. We pray, God, that you would stop it from even coming into our county and free up the task forces to find it and destroy it in Jesus' name.